Yes, that's right. The Chaser Boys are back. It's another federal election, and joining me on the line is one of the boys, Julian Morrow. Good morning, Julian.
Good morning. I think I'm the oldest boy on the planet these days.
Oh, look, with that wonderful head of hair of yours, I'm sure you can get away with it. Yeah. Mate, you guys just can't give up on federal politics. Every time an election comes around, you've got to do another show. Is that right?
Well, yeah, look, it's just got to the stage where we're just in it for the parliamentary super at this stage. this is actually our sixth federal election. It's amazing to think that, how much things have changed since we started all those years ago. You know, we've got John Howard campaigning in Adelaide. We've got Pauline Hanson running. We've got Tony Abbott as a backbencher with delusions of becoming Prime Minister one day. You know, we've really come so far.
No, it's come full circle, hasn't it, Julian?
Yeah,
well, you're saying you've done six elections. What have you had, like six Prime Ministers in that time?
Oh, God, we have six Prime Ministers every show in recent years. We were children of the Howard era. And I suppose, in a way, although we were probably, you know, reacting against some of the stuff the Howard government was doing, I developed a great one level of sentimental affection for John Howard, because he always went on his morning walk. He was a creature of habit, and we were a creature of stunt habits as well. So it was always great seeing the Prime Minister walk out of Kirribilli House in the morning when he had some silly stunt. These days things are a little bit more difficult because everyone's on the trail and everyone's filming everything, but it's good to be back in the game on the hustings.
Well, the show is back tonight. You've got the biggest desk. You've got the Chaser's election desk, the biggest desk there's ever been, it would seem. Now,
yeah, that's right. Well, because, I mean, you know, like a lot of people mistake the purpose of political coverage. They somehow think that it's about policy or the interests of the nation or what voters really, really need to know. It's actually about networks and self-importance, and we will take anyone on in the self-importance game.
Well, you're talking about stunts there that you used to do on John Howard. I note in the press that you've already had a stunt. You sent Chaz out to meet the Prime Minister. Take us through what happened.
Well, look, it's sort of one of the... I think it must be in the Australian Constitution that whenever there's an election call, all leaders have to say this election's about trust.
Mm.
We're just a little bit sceptical of polling on trust and all the internal polling that the parties do. So we decided to perform a few trust exercises with national figures ourselves, and that included Chaz going up to the Prime Minister and doing a classic trust fall, just to see, you know, if Malcolm says that we can trust him, will he actually be there for us when Chaz falls? Now, personally, I can understand anyone who lets Chaz go straight down to the concrete. The bitterness of the relationships between the Chaser have been built on those sorts of abuses of trust.
Yeah.
But we put the Prime Minister to the test, and it's fair to say that he didn't come through with flying colours.
I've seen the footage, and he just kind of looked down at Chaz like he was just dirt underneath his shoe. And then the security guys.
Do anything other than look down. I mean, that's what he does.
Well, yes.
When you're Mr. Turnbull, it's the only way you can make eye contact with anyone is to look down. But the federal police, ironically, stepped in and I can't work out whether they were trying to save the Prime Minister or save Chaz. I think they might be closet fans of The Chaser.
If you've just joined us, I'm here with Julian Morrow from The Chaser. Their brand new show, Election Desk, kicks off this evening. So when you guys started doing, you know, Chaser stuff, stunts around politicians, years and years ago, it probably would have been a lot easier to get closer. Now people would recognise you when you're doing these stunts. Is it difficult?
Yeah, look, stunts were... I think, you know, looking back on 2001, things were a little bit easier. Firstly, because, you know, we weren't known. There was Craig did a stunt with Mark Latham outside Parliament House late one night.
Latham just does his own stunts now.
Well, yeah, that's right. He's beyond parody these days. But it was a bit easier, and a lot of the time the politicians didn't really know whether what was happening to them was for real or whether it was some sort of, you know, university thing, or whether it was for national television. We're long past those days, but I think the bigger change is the fact that, you know, everyone's got a camera now, everyone films everything, and also anything that happens on the campaign trail is, you know, it's out on Periscope and every media outlet before it's finished, let alone... So we're in this weird situation these days where almost literally the very last place that you will see a Chaser stunt is on the Chaser TV show, because everyone's had a bite of the cherry
by the time
it gets around to us. But, you know, I mean, we enjoy that, and we find it a challenge. And I've got to say, one of the things that always attracted us to elections was just the, you know, the potential that it's got for parody of these great sort of moments in politics and democracy, but also television. And so we love, you know, dusting off an old chamber graphic and a swing analysis and doing all the silly stuff inside the studio, which is part of the, you know, the election rituals.
Mm. Now, Julian, I think the question everyone wants to know is, you know, Tony Abbott got knocked off in September. You must have been crying. You must have been so upset.
Look, it's, I think it's like an evergreen tree, the way that no matter what's happening in politics, people always say, oh, this is a good time for you guys to be making satire. I mean, Australian politics is a gift that keeps on giving. And, you know, I suppose deposed prime ministers keep on giving as well, because they seem to, you know, they seem to just hang around the spotlight for just a little bit longer than everyone hoped, and that's a bit of an advantage for us. And, in fact, that's one of the things that we've done in tonight's episode. Malcolm Turnbull did promise in a very unconvincing way to campaign with Tony Abbott, and so Craig decided that he should probably make it easier for the prime minister by taking Mr. Abbott to Mr. Turnbull, and gee, yeah, the forced smile and the lack of happiness to see the two together is just a beautiful thing to behold.
Now, I know the last election you had a lot of politicians in studio guests. Years ago, you had that infamous or famous Julie Bishop desk there. Can we expect many pollies to be joining you on the election desk?
Well, you can. Whether they are willing participants in it, I can't say yet. Another thing that I'm really looking forward to in this series is that we're playing a few tricks with the technology that we've got in the studio now. So I can break this. This is an exclusive for 2SER.
Oh, we love it.
We will have the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull live, well, alive, or at least present in the studio this evening in the Chaser's election desk. I'm not sure if what else he might be doing somewhere around the country at the time.
Right,
but it's a little bit Will I Am, you know, hologram.
I was going to say it's all a bit Tupac hologram, isn't it? Except
yeah,
the PM
yeah,
is
exactly.
still with
well,
us.
You know, any prime minister of late has always had at least one second coming, and we're going to try and give them a third in the Chaser's election desk.
Oh, wonderful. Well, we look forward to it tonight on ABC. Thank you so much for your time today, Julian.
It's been a very great pleasure, and come on in and sit on the desk sometime. There's a space for everyone on the
Chaser's. Oh, we love it.
Desk.
150 kilometres long, I hear.
That's right.
Good stuff.
All around the country.
Thanks, Julian. Julian Morrow there from The Chaser, and that will be kicking off this evening on ABC TV, 9 o'clock tonight, and it's on every Wednesday right up until and beyond the election. I can't wait. It just looks so great.